Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Storing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
I see Dan bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest. She's an etiquette and social interaction expert, YouTube sensation, youtube.com/Marie Dubuque. Did I say that right, Marie?
Oh, my God. I got to come back on this show where you call me a force and a sensation. I love this. But I got a problem. Well, it's not really a problem. A lot of my YouTube viewers, including my son, I get this question a lot. He is in his last year of college, and he's going on these interviews for internships for next summer, and because he'll graduate a year from December. And he is going on one today, in fact, that he doesn't think he wants, but he's afraid to turn it down because what if something else doesn't come?
Yeah.
And what he wants to be a financial analyst, even though his major is computer programming, is software. Is computer science. So, and he wants to become a financial analyst. So, I don't know how to tell him. I really don't. I said go to the interview and then you can tell him, look, I don't think this is right, or
well, I think
I
think the lesson for young people is hold off on your preconceived notions until you meet the people and ask them questions and see what they say. I think one thing when I was young like that, I developed all these impressions of people or things or whatever, and then I found out that I was pretty stupid about that. I wasn't very good at building up impressions. That I was probably wrong more than I was right, and so the lesson I learned was that, you know, go ahead and show up and see how it turns out, because sometimes you'd show up and you had this wonderful impression, and it turned out you get your feelings hurt. Your bubble would be burst, so to speak.
So what you think a company is all about, you should just find out. You got to go on the call. You really don't know.
And I wouldn't make a. I mean, you're talking a long time before he's going to get the internship. So, I mean, I wouldn't think he'd have to make a decision right now, would he?
Right, he could put them off. Right.
Well, I would put them off. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't. You know, one thing I would say to young people is, you're not going to find perfection out there. And I'd find the company that was going to provide me with the most access to the field and the experience that I wanted to get. Even if I didn't like the person I interviewed with, if I wasn't in love with the company, I would go with a company that I thought was going to head me in the right direction from an exposure standpoint. And here's one reason. I've got two kinds of mentors in my career. One of them were people I liked and who did a great job, and I learned from the great things that they did. And the other group is people who I didn't necessarily like. They made a lot of mistakes, but they taught me a lot from their mistakes.
Right. Everything is an experience. And my YouTube viewers, they ask me too. They say, well, I don't think I'm going to like it here. And how do I say, no, I don't want this job? And I think that I don't want to sit here, and I know I've done this before on this show, Jim, I've said about the younger generation, they don't communicate well, and it's true to a certain extent. I know I'm generalizing, but they don't know how to not burn their bridges, put it that way. So how, if one of my viewers, they want to know, how do I turn down a job? What do I say, and how do I do it politely? So you
well, don't,
just
don't
tell
text
me so that
them.
They could
don't,
come back a later
don't
down the
text
road.
Them your rejection, by the way.
I know.
Well, you know, here's another thing. Go on as many interviews as you can. Experience is the key to success. Getting experience, getting interviews face to face under your belt. Getting as many as you can under your belt. I mean, I would take as many interviews as I could get. even if it wasn't even close to what I was thinking about doing, I would go get some experience interviewing, and that I think that'll help you.
Right, right.
Don't you think? If there's one thing I think the young folks need is more face-to-face interaction with people who are senior to them, who are not their peers.
Right, right. Because they have no experience with them, and they have a problem with eye contact. They have a problem with, like you said, face-to-face contact. I believe now there are more college courses on that, on speech making, on really dealing face-to-face with people, because they have no idea. Even though their tech skills are far and beyond a lot of ours, they still, I think it's more important how you can react, because to customers, to write to your boss.
I think another thing, Marie, that's going to be more the issue. You said how does a young person, a millennial, how do they figure out how to turn people down? I think they're going to have more issues being turned down than finding out how to turn somebody else.
Right, because they can't.
I think
criticism.
That's a tough part. It's tough for them. It really is. It's taking even constructive criticism. Nobody likes it. But if there's one thing that I would generalize about millennials, the only other thing is that they're probably the best humans we've ever raised. I really believe that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is they really have a hard time with constructive criticism. It's not...
Right, the helicopter parents.
It's the worst that I've ever seen. Hey, Marie, I need the website quickly, please.
Oh, youtube.com/MarieDubuque. Thank you so much,
hey,
Jim.
Thanks, Marie. Take care.
I learn more from you than you than you get from me.
Come back soon. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.